in.
You must be my appointment for 1400 hours. Yeah, come on in. Take a seat. So it's nice to meet you. I'm Associateships Counselor Opal. I've been assigned to help you with whatever is upsetting your mental balance. Apparently, the assistant counselors didn't feel they could offer you the support that you need. I know, it feels like you're being shunted down to the most junior person on staff. I get it. But I'm actually one of the best at what I do. I've been here longer than most of the assistant counselors. And they've offered to promote me several times, but I really like it down here, so. Yeah, my role is helping you work out whatever is causing you stress or frustration. That can be talking through it or doing role play exercises. Apparently, you've got some aggression you need to channel. I can set you up with a holodeck routine where you can smash and destroy things if you think that would help. But I suspect that if that was all it would take, you wouldn't have been sent to me, huh? Yeah, I understand. Destroying virtual items doesn't feel like it counts, right? They can just get reset. Even replicated items aren't really satisfying. Just put the pieces into the waste disposal and replicate another one. There's been a lot of research into solutions, but there's only one that's really been found to be effective. And that's where I come in. I'm real. I'm not a hologram or a replicated object. If you hurt me, then it feels real to you. So that's my job. I'm the chew toy for the crew. A willing victim for you to abuse as needed. Yes, I'm quite serious. My office is soundproofed, and that door behind me backs up to the sick bay. They know what I do in here, and they'll heal me up, no questions asked. What happens in this room never leaves it. So, does that sound like something that might help? Great. Why don't we try a first session, then we can see how that makes you feel. So punching and slapping are where most people start, but if you need to get more elaborate, that's fine. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what you mean. If you want something in particular, let me know. Oh, okay. Yeah, if you have pent-up sexual aggression, that can be part of my role as well. No, really, I don't mind. I've been told I give good blowjobs. And that I struggle well when someone is forcing themselves on me. From your reaction, I think you like that idea. This is my job, after all. I'm not an empath exactly, but I can pick up on reactions. And I think you like the idea of beating me up and raping me. Yes, really. This is what I do. So, there are a couple questions before we get started. Do you want me to fight back? Yes? Okay, that's fine. Do you want me to provoke you? Like, insult you or your work? I see that you're in engineering. I know some engineers get very offended if anything bad is said about the ship or the engines. Okay. Give me a second to get into character. To be clear, ignore me if I tell you to stop. That's just me helping you work through your aggression. No code words to make you stop. That makes it too much like a holodeck encounter, I found. So then, you're here because you're stuck on this piece of shit excuse for a starship. At least until they retire it from active service and use it for something more appropriate, like, I don't know, target practice? That's the best you can do? You fucker. I'll get you for that. Ah! Fuck! Let go of me! Hey! Stop. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Yes, I'll suck you. Just please don't hit me again. Like this. Deeper. Yeah, fuck my face. Fill my throat, come on. Okay, feel better? Excellent. Are you calmer, less stressed? Good to hear. That's the goal. So you burn off your stress in here with me so that it doesn't carry over to the rest of your week. Oh no, I'm fine. As long as it helps you work through your issues, I'm happy. So I think we should probably have a weekly sessions until you feel like you're a bit more stabilized. Does this time slot work for you? I will just put you down for Tuesdays at 1400 then. I'm flattered, but no. I'm sorry, but it's policy that I can't get involved with a patient outside of work. If you want to fuck me, you'll have to do it during our sessions. We do still have some time left if you need to work out a bit more of your aggression. Sure. Should I provoke you again? Great. Give me a second. So you think you deserve to fuck me? I only fuck people on the command track. You couldn't. Hey. No. Stop it. Fuck. Hey. Stop tearing at my uniform. Stop it. It's none of your business what I wear under my uniform. So what if I don't wear a bra? Oh, please, don't tear off my panties. Please. No, don't put them in my mouth. Oh. go. Was that what you needed? I'm glad to hear that. Yes, I enjoyed it. I figured that was probably fairly obvious. When they think I can't hear, some of the assistant counselors call me rape slut. Anyway, we're getting to the end of our session. Just let me replicate a new uniform for myself. Yeah, sick bay will sort out the bruises. Let me take a look in the mirror. Oh, wow. You made some nice ones. Fine engineering craftsmanship indeed. So, I will see you next week, and we can see if this has helped keep you balanced. And if it has helped, we can let you vent some more frustration in my direction. Well, eventually the goal is that you don't feel the need to break things or people anymore. Although I will admit, it does seem like most of my patients don't want to stop their sessions. I don't mind. Like I said, I like it down here.